72 really was a struggle with the rank and file. It was a struggle that was led by the shop stewards. And as a result of Pentonville and the rest of it, which led to the conflict with the state, what actually happened was that the trade union leadership could see that they had to do something. I mean, as a result of all the pressure that the rank and file had actually performed by getting Fleet Street out, by involving more and more workers, until eventually I think something like nearly a million workers actually out on the streets. I mean, Jones was said to say at the TUC that he moved the resolution to call for a one day's official general strike, and he sort of warned the TUC that if they didn't do it, then the thing could happen anyway, and it was beginning to happen, and they'd find themselves at the back of the field.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what they did. They actually set about running in fright. I mean, the strike is a little bit like a stampede. If you want to control the stampede, you've got to run out in front of it. So they decided to run out in front. They decided to call the make the thing official and take over the strike. And eventually there was a compromise. I mean, first of all, the when the strike reached such proportions that it did, the government, the establishment, whisked out this kind of official solicitor that nobody had ever heard of before.
Yeah.
And eventually they were sprung without purging their contempt of court or anything. A fantastic feeling of elation and victory as a result of that. Fantastic scenes, but the struggle wasn't won. The original struggle, which is to secure our future, if you like, in terms of our work that we'd lost and try to get it back, that wasn't won.